This is episode 316, recorded January 29th, 2016. Packard pokes at, okay, let's talk. A Christian nation? What brand?
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fun edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and invisible host, Packard Sonic.
Well, you're partially visible.
I'm partially visible. Oh, it's going to be one of those wonderful nights. Joining us tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Hello, everybody.
And joining us from the far east coast is Joe Unseen.
I don't know anybody.
And also joining us tonight from the middle of mountain time is Kosh Gott.
Yay. And actually, I'm on the Mexican border, so I'm the southern border person.
Yay.
You brought the chips and salsa then.
Yeah, well, at least someone's bringing the good stuff.
Yeah, well, when Trump starts the wall, let me know so I can get on the other side of the border.
Leave room in the car for me. I'm just saying. Okay. Well, we have our Let's Talk segment tonight, and tonight we're going to be discussing what if this was an actual Christian nation. As atheists, we've come across this shit as an argument all the time, where Christians will say, well, this is a Christian nation, when it's in reality not a Christian nation. The First Amendment alone says, Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the rights of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. And right in the first part, it says, no law respecting an establishment of religion. Now, if that's not proof enough that we are not a Christian nation, let me give you Article 11 from the Treaty of Tripoli, which reads, as the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. That's Article 11. That's the first part. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can find it yourself online. It's easy enough. Just type in Treaty of Tripoli. But let's just take those away for just a moment. What if this was a Christian nation? What would be the ramifications of such a thing like this? We have a lot of religious people running for office right now. Ted Cruz being one of the ultra-right wing that is trying to push for a theocracy. Ben Carson, another one, he wants also a theocracy. And there was also, earlier this last year, a long-shot Christian party. I kid you not, they call themselves the Christian Party. He wanted to basically turn this whole country into a Christian nation as well. That would be Richard Daryl Trigg of Rogersville. And, of course, he thinks that because we are a Christian nation, supposedly, that we have to take away rights for gay people and no abortion for anybody. And let's just say, for example, that actually happened. What would be the ramifications? Okay, everybody, let's talk.
I think you would have chaos, mm-hmm. because it's easy to be united against the enemy of my enemy, you know, when you got those secular people and them damn atheists. But mm-hmm. when you're in power, when all the Christians finally have their theocracy, they'll kind of remember they have over 40,000 denominations. Mm-hmm. And there's not a single point that they agree on, not even the name of Jesus, because yep. you got Messianic Christians who claim it's Yeshua. So they don't even agree on that.
Right.
And so I think there would be a lot of chaos, and the only way that they would be able to bring things together, of course, would be witch hunts.
Yep.
And they've already identified who they want to go after first, you know, the LGBT community and, of course, them damn abortion doctors.
Yeah. Before the show, we were kind of discussing abortion. Over in Ireland, they have that law, which is because they consider themselves a Christian nation, or Christian country anyway. They have the no abortion over there at all for any reason. A couple of years back, a lady had gone into the doctor because she was having problems with her pregnancy. She wanted to have that child. And she wanted to not only have that child, but she did not want to lose the child, but the child was going to die anyway. And they made that woman suffer with this child that was inside her until the child's heart stopped beating. And because they had to literally wait because of the laws there, the woman died of blood poisoning, also known as sepsis.
I hate that shit. Stories like that just piss me off.
Yeah, I heard about it. It pissed me off as well. Now, what other ramifications would there be besides the, you know, no abortion, which is a lot of the Christians are pushing? Not all Christians think this. A lot of Christians that I've known personally say they have no problem with abortion. If religion people actually read their Bible, especially the pro-lifers, which aren't really pro-lifers, they're just pro-fucking birthers, they actually read their Bible, they would see that their Bible is actually a pro-choice document. They are actively insist on abortion for a lot of reasons in that Bible. Or killing
Numbers
a baby. Five. What's that?
Numbers 5 gives you the recipe for adultery detecting abortion water.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Aside from that, though. Sorry, I was going to call you out on that.
Yeah,
I don't see an infomercial for that at late night, do I?
yeah. I don't know that the recipe works, but it's there.
Oh,
yeah.
It works. It's God's word.
Well, it does require the dust from the temple, and they're doing a whole lot of blood sacrifices. So I'm sure there's lots of pathogens in that.
Oh yeah,
so it might cause a miscarriage that way.
Yeah. And a lot of the dust back then was like red clay or whatever, and that was definitely was not helpful to any woman that would have been pregnant at that time.
Is the question, what would America be like if it was a Christian nation?
Yeah, what would the nation be like if we were a Christian nation, and what brand would we follow?
From this point forward, I think too is what we mean.
Yeah, from this, let's take from this point forward. I mean, or from
57% of the GOP would really like to establish Christianity as the official national religion. Only 30% of the Christian GOP, just the regular populace, polled a year ago, February 2015. Yeah, that only 30% said they didn't think that was a good idea. So 57% want that. And it's like, well, what would we have? Okay, so let's say we get a Ted Cruz or somebody else in there who, they're a little darling that would want to actually establish a theocracy or oligarchy. Or, mm-hmm. I guess oligarchy is not the correct term. But, we'd say, we're a Christian nation now.
Yeah.
Our laws are going to be based on that.
Earlier this last year, there was several states that wanted to try to establish their own religion, which they can't legally do. Originally, in the First Amendment, applied to only the federal government, and to some of the states continued to use the official state religions after the ratification. Massachusetts, for example, was constitutionalist until the 1830s, until the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in, incorporated the Establishment Clause, and made the decision that says the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment means that at least this, neither state nor federal government can set up a church. That means, because you're the governor of that state, doesn't mean that you can set up a church in that state. But, we're going to kind of set this aside for a moment and say that they could. Let's say that they could on this. Besides the fact, the abortion and everything else, which is, a big part of it, which religion would they have to follow? Would we have forced Catholicism on everybody?
Well, the Christians that are in America right now, they can't even agree with each other. I mean, the Baptists and the Episcopalians don't like each other, and they dominate mostly the southern states. Up in the Northeast, where I am, there's a lot of Catholics, like a ton of Catholics. So many, in fact, that most of the Catholics think that all Christians are Catholic. And I've heard people who were brought up Baptist down south even say, like, I never even met a Catholic until I was in my 30s, because they're just not around down there. So if you were to impose Christianity blanket across the country, you'd have to really settle that question, which one?
Right.
and they don't they can't even agree with each other on which one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I
well, isn't that what they have in the Middle East, Joe? Don't you think? I mean, because of the different sects of Islam, for another example.
Shia, Sunni, and then there's a few other subsects.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, you have to think about not just the, you know, who has the most members, but who has the most political muscle available to them, you know, with finances and so forth. So I think you would have the evangelical denominations going up against Catholicism, you know, for a little while. They would probably get along on, you know, the few things they agree on. But then there's the whole, the Pope is the Antichrist. And so, you know, we got to stamp out Catholicism. And, of course, Catholicism, once that started, would want to start, you know, their own, you know, getting themselves established. I think it would be quite likely that the nation would split up, if not into individual states, then into regional to regional blocks based upon the most the strongest sect of Christianity in that area.
Yeah. Oh, that'd probably be very probable that would happen. The states would say start conglomerating together. Like I've seen these like. You know, phony maps where they say this part of the United States is, you know, like all Christian, and then the rest of it is like part of Canada is like, oh, this is the atheist states, you know, the rest of the United States.
They're rounding us up in camps now?
Yeah, apparently.
in the FEMA camps.
In the FEMA camps, yeah. But no,
re-education camps.
Re-education camps, yeah. That'd be probably something else they would probably do. They would probably force everybody to do. To remember all these Bible verses. Well, over
education
in.
Education would change.
Yeah, education would definitely change. Yeah, that would settle a lot. For them, it would settle a lot of questions like, how did the earth get here? Well, God shit it into existence. Well, there, that settles it.
The Ark experience would become a national park.
Yeah.
The pledge would be altered to include one nation united against Darwin.
Well, religion.
I was going to say before, we were asking what would happen to America if it became a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. I think it would just mean that we would have really bad theme parks. There would be no more Superman the Ride. There would be no more Magic Mountain. We would have the Flog Flume and the Resurrection Coaster. The Resurrection Coaster would be made entirely of wood. You get bloody before you go on it. And it's just, it would be an awful ride. Like, nobody would enjoy anything anymore. Vacations would suck.
The Rapture Tower would suck even worse. Can you imagine the Christian version of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Oh, God.
I don't even want to imagine the real one, but okay.
Technology would be thrown away. No more technical advances.
Keeping Up with the Pat Robertsons.
There you go. Oh, gee, that's what they'd be. Keeping Up with the Pat Robertsons.
Oh, that, you know, but you, there was another statistic. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that other poll that was taken a year ago that said 57% of the GOP want to establish Christianity. Mm-hmm. They also found that 66% think global warming is not real, and 49% think that evolution is not real. So
yeah,
that does tell us a lot, you know, about the myriad of things that this would reach out and touch. Because then, I mean, when they say they want to establish it as the national religion, I am sitting here saying, well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Does that mean that that becomes the law of the land? Because according to a lot of your more dominionist sects, that's what it's exactly what it means.
Yeah. They would definitely, you know, try to impose the laws of their Bible, which, you know, the thing is regarding that, if they were to do that, let's just say that they wanted to install some of these, like, the rules of the Bible. Blasphemy would be punishable by death, because in Leviticus 24:10 it says basically anyone that blasphemes the Lord's name must be stoned to death by the community of Israel. That any Israelites or foreigners among you who blasphemes the Lord's name will surely die. There's a much longer part of the passage there, but I just kind of cut it off there. But if you were to, you know, just say something that somebody didn't like and said it was blasphemy, you'd die. In Islam, that's the thing that's going on today. If you were to burn a Quran, even accidentally, they would try to put you to death. They would get
the Sharia laws.
Yeah, the Sharia laws. Yes,
that's another thing they wouldn't agree on either.
Atheism is punishable by death in many countries.
Yes,
there.
Yes, so. It is. And and it says here in Romans 1:24-32. I'm not going to read the whole thing there, of course, but it basically says in those passages that infidels and gays should die. So if anybody were to come out gay or say they don't believe in God, they would be stoned to death or put to death anyway.
Or put in a gender therapy reassignment.
Mm-hmm. Reparative thing gender. Is what they call it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or camps where they can helicopter food into them. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah, he would say, that one pastor, he was saying that, yeah, we'll just take and throw all the gay people into a big camp and we'll just parachute food into them. And let them die off because they can't reproduce. It's like, fucker, where do you think gay people come from?
Yeah, last time I checked, despite what gays prefer to do, their parts are pretty much operational. All it takes is a turkey baster.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, I'm going to go get my turkey baster. I'm just,
See what I'm going to do here. No, take this turkey baster.
Well, that's it. That's a thing that has to be banned in a Christian nation. No more turkey basters.
Yeah. They'd have to call them turkey personal massagers.
And you have to think about the things that, you know, from Jesus' teaching about, you know, the things that cause you to stumble. You know, lust in your mind is the same thing as adultery, so we'd have to get rid of those things.
Yep.
Hot dogs for sure would have to go.
Oh, yeah. No more corn dogs, no more hot dogs, pickles, cucumbers, all that stuff, because it might give a woman impure thoughts because she sees a phallic. She's obviously going to start thinking about sex. Oh, yeah. Then we'll start arresting people for thought crime then right after that.
Yeah, and don't even get us started on zucchini.
Oh, the zucchini. It's ribbed for her pleasure, you know.
Yeah. And I had to get that Satan's fruit. That's what the forbidden fruit was. It was
They're
a zucchini.
They're intelligently designed. Gosh.
I'm sorry?
They're intelligently designed.
I can never unhear that.
You're welcome.
If you look at another Christian nation, which is England, because that is part of their nationality, Christianity is ensconced in the government. But if you look at
an official state religion.
It's the official state religion, yes, thank you. Because it's so ensconced within the government, and it is the state religion, if you look at it from the point of where it was to where it is now, religion out there has become a joke. It's actually kind of going away over there. I mean, it's not taken as seriously. They've basically watered down their entire religion because they've said, okay, you have to do this. And let's say that next year that the religious people decide to rewrite the Constitution, get Christianity, whichever brand and flavor they decide to vote on, into becoming that in about the same amount of time or less, because we have, you know, the internet and things like that, the Christian nation would basically become a big joke. It's not that it's not a joke now, because people that believe this stuff, it's just unfathomable.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree on that one, Packard.
Okay.
Because in the... In the UK, you know, the religion does not have to compete for money, so it's okay for it to be watered down. But in America, for many generations, they've had to compete for money and becoming more and more radical and more indoctrinated. And so I think maybe later on it would be, as you suggest, a joke. But at first you would have all the radicals clamoring at the top, you know, the people who aren't radical aren't going to bother with it. So that will leave an opening for the radicals, you know, who want to, mm-hmm. impose all these religious laws. I think it would be chaos because they don't agree on things. But I think at first, I think it would be chaos with all kinds of religious laws going backward and forward, and then the sects breaking into disagreements over, you know, whether to require baptism, things like that. But I don't think at first it would be the joke, maybe to other countries.
Yeah.
But within the country, I don't think so. But I think, you know, down the road, when religion didn't have to be as radical as it could to, you know, have the entertainment value to bring in the money.
All right.
Then I think later on it would.
Oh, yeah, that was my point, is that later on...
Okay, I thought you meant immediately. So.
Oh, no, not immediately. I mean, down the road. I mean, because originally it would be like, let's say it happened right after the presidency. He's like, say, I'm going to throw away the Constitution. I'm installing a theocracy, whatever. And, you know, down the road, much later down the road, maybe 100 years, 200 years, whatever, where amount of time it takes, or maybe sooner, then it would become a joke.
I don't have that much time, Patrick.
I don't have that much time either. If one of these Republicans get into office and they try to do something like this, I'm gonna get into a car with Kosh and I'm gonna head for the border.
Yeah, and actually, I think part of the chaos that would ensue is it's all fine and good to talk about how you know, you're opposed to this, you're opposed to that until you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like being opposed to stem cell research. Until it's you who has the spinal injury, or you who has Parkinson's.
Yep, that's true.
So it's easy to impose on other people.
Mm-hmm. Not only the stem cell stuff, which they vehemently oppose. Let's just talk even minor research, like regular viruses, like the flu, cold medicines, whatever. You know, just the little stuff, because we'd all have to start going back to praying the disease away. There are, like meningitis, for example. I just learned this recently that there's a couple different versions of meningitis. One is a viral, and one is a different kind. It's not virus. It's
a bacterial.
Bacterial. Thank you, bacterial. One can be treated, you know, just by taking, you know, giving yourself glucose or whatever. You know, just it's not really bad, but the other one needs to be treated with antibiotics. If you don't, you die. And even if you do get the antibiotic, the possibility of dying is still possible. But there's a lot of religions, like the Christian Science, for example, they don't believe in diseases. They think they're sins. And that's another part of this that, and I used to know this guy years ago, he thinks that diseases and things like that are also because of demons and all kinds of weird shit. And this was just a couple of years ago, and he still thinks it's today. So where would we do with hospitals?
As we look at the political and the religious lay of the land, I'd have to say that I think I was trying to look through our candidates for the most part, right, for the new election. And I realize a lot of them have since dropped out. Not all, but I've got a handful. And most of them are some form of Protestantism.
Mm-hmm.
They're Catholic or they're Baptist, and I kind of put Baptists in a different world because they broke off from Catholicism. So we really have the major religions. If people wanted to make this a religious country, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, I think that those are the big wigs that are going to be fighting it out. And it's almost, what's scariest are, again, I'm not really familiar with Catholicism too much, but when I look at Baptists, they do tend to demonize all of the other, you know, minor religions. And I don't know, I just, what happens to the nation while everybody else is fighting over whose version of Christianity wins?
Right.
And when we came here to escape the Church of England, a lot of us, not all of us, but a significant part of us, and we already had our little experiments, I think people forget that, you know, the Puritans, it was not a workable society, and
right,
they kind of shut themselves off away from everything. I don't know.
Yep. That's why this, but the problem with the Puritan society is that we are still, it's still ensconced with our our politics and the way the country is today. We still got that Puritan method or mindset, I should say, because yeah. Look at women just trying to do something that's really natural that well, women can do is called it's breastfeeding, but we are inundated with, you know, sex on TV, posters or whatever. But if a woman wants to try to feed her baby, then, oh my God, that's disgusting. It's a natural thing. It's go take that somewhere else. We don't want you to pop out your boob and feed a child because we think breasts are disgusting because we might have an impure thought. If you're looking at a woman who's feeding her child and have an impure thought, there's something wrong with you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of women breastfeeding, and I've never gotten the slightest direction from it. It's a woman feeding her kid to me.
The only difference is not a spoon. It's not a spoon. It's not a fork. It's not, you know, it's a tit.
Is there really people out there that have issues with that? Because I only see a complaint about it on the internet.
Like, no, I've seen quite a few number of people that are like this.
Like, who the hell would say anything about that? Like, you just avert your eyes and be respectful.
Yeah, you would think, but unfortunately, the breastfeeding thing there. Yeah, that is a problem, because the fact is that they try to set up these places where women can go and they can or should be able to do it just in public wherever. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's not like they're going, "Hey, everybody, I'm going to feed my child now. Does anybody want to look at my nipples?" And you know, I think that's what the problem is. It's not so much. It's a breast, it's the nipple that really bothers people. A number of years ago, about 60, 70 years ago maybe, we had a problem with men exposing their nipples at all. So if you went swimming and you're a man, you had to wear a shirt, you had to, you know, the boxers and everything like that. Today, we don't have that problem. You see men out everywhere, most places, they can either have a shirt on or not, and it's not a big problem. But it's just when women show their nipples, oh my God, everybody loses their fucking mind.
Yeah, well, men's nipples are harmless. Women's nipples are man kryptonite.
Yeah, talk about prudes. Got to keep those women where they belong, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would even come up, especially if it's certain branches of evangelicals who, mm-hmm. Who got in power because... You know, they expect women to, you know, quiver them out a whole slew of kids, so
yep.
No need to have a career.
Yep.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at packardpokesat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/packardpokesat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/packardpokesat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
When I was involved in the Pentecostal religion for a short time there, they had the rule that women had to wear a dress no matter what. If it's cold, it doesn't fucking matter. It could be 15 below. You still have to wear a dress. You can wear like tights, but you can't wear like anything warm else beyond that. I mean, it was like, I was flabbergasted. I didn't understand why that they couldn't wear it, you know, something else besides that, because they say, well, it's to keep the women modest. What is your extension on that? Modesty. I mean, really? I mean, I had a conversation with somebody just not that long ago that I saw on a YouTube comment. I can't remember where it was off the top of my head, but the point was that this woman wanted to make sure that everybody had, you know, make sure they're dressed modestly. I'm like, okay, why don't we just start shoving people into a bag? All the women could just wear bags, just like, you know, Saudi Arabia. This way, we can't see anything else except for their hands, and you know, we see this ghost like figure walking everywhere we go. This way, the men can't be tempted to get an erection because, you know, hey, we're sexual beings. That's what it's like in Islam, that women are allowed to do that. Before, they used to have a cut where the woman would actually be able to see out. But because men can't control themselves, apparently, when women show their eyeballs, even, they put a mesh over that now. So this way, you can't even see their eyes at all. Now, you literally have a bag walking around.
They're not in bags. They're individually wrapped.
Well,
is that for freshness, Joe?
It wouldn't be that way in America, because if it was the Catholics in charge, it would the bag would have a Virgin Mary on it, mm-hmm. an apparition of our Mother of the Worthless Miracle, mm-hmm. and if it was the evangelicals, it would be a red, white, and blue flag bag, a flag bag,
mm-hmm. you know, made by GLAD. And I just want to read a quick comment here from the chat room. An Entropy fan, thank you for your comment, says, new rule, you do not get to plead modesty when you believe that the universe was created just for you. Yes, you personally. And that is Primal Cause literally loves you. That it's Primal Cause right to really love you. Yeah, you know. If your imaginary sky wizard is made this whole universe and this planet just for you, why would you care what your imaginary sky wizard wants you to dress as? Are you going to worry about pissing off the Regalians in another solar system? You know, what's your motive there?
Yes.
You're confusing us now. You're acting like this religion has contradictions in it. You know, kind of like how Jesus brags about his humility. It's a tradition. Behold, I'm the humblest one of all. I was the piece of shit before Jesus saved me. I drank and smoked and raped babies, and I'd be dead by now if it weren't for Jesus. You ever heard anything like that? Okay, I exaggerated ever so slightly, but
it's yeah. very familiar, yeah.
Yeah, it's like every time you talk to someone of evangelical, they'll talk about what they were before they got saved. And it's like, okay, there's like a checklist. They'll say, well, I didn't believe in God, but I decided to check every religion, and Christianity was the one. And if it hadn't been for Jesus saving me, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
Every single thing, you can just have this little checklist. So, but I digress.
Dawkins, Doug from the Sheridan, said wars would be quicker with the Catholics in charge. They would always pull out early.
Every sperm is sacred.
Did you see what Entropy Van just put up?
He says Jesus died because he forgot his safe word. Then his male-only friends had to lie to his mother because saying the truth would have been a tad too awkward.
Well, he did. He did have something of a fetish going there.
Yeah, he did.
And that's why God was able to forgive sins over Jesus' sacrifice, because he got the world's greatest orgasm, and then in the afterglow, he was able to forgive and let things go. Because he has this death fetish.
Yeah. You know, right along those lines of the death fetish that they have, that the fact is that because if you there's a part of the Bible where Jesus is talking about them washing their hands. I'm just going to bring up a little something here that they say, well, he's going off. Well, you don't need to wash your hands because nothing can hurt you. You know, like, okay, if that's true, then why do we have, you know, rampant diseases in so many different places? Why put filters on water so it cleans it? Because nothing can hurt you. You know how many people would die of cholera every year? And other waterborne diseases alone, just here, Flint, Michigan, which, you know, is big in the news right now, they didn't have the proper filters on there, and several people have already died from waterborne illnesses that could have been prevented just from using the proper equipment to filter that shit out. And they,
that's big government regulations for you, yep. You know?
Yeah,
just
and,
let
and
the
this,
free market control it.
Yeah, and that was the and this was from a government, a political party that says small government, but they've taken away all the charge of the government that's in that mayor's system there, and they put in somebody in place there to
they put an emergency manager in.
Yeah, the emergency manager.
Yeah, well, he certainly office. Managed to create emergency.
Yeah, he did. He did. Maybe he fulfilled his job role, you know. But anyway, the point there is that without proper sanitization of water and things like that, which they believe that they don't have to do, or at least that's what Jesus taught, that they would not have to do that. And more people would be dying every year from simple things that could be easily taken care of just by just cleaning the water.
Well, if they want to follow that command, you know, where it's don't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many lives are saved just by washing your hands, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get dysentery.
Yep.
You know? There's a lot of things that can be... Don't get me started on that. the Pentecostals, you know, if they're going to cast out... Of course, they have to cast out the demon of homosexuality, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, the demon of whatever. They got a demon for every occasion. I mean, if they're in charge, I mean, what are they going to do? Have a law that's, you know, you're not allowed to go to the doctor until the demons have been cast out? You're going to have, you know, because some of them, you know, some like Assemblies of God, I think it is, mm-hmm. you know, don't, you know, they teach against going to the doctor because it shows a lack of faith.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with the Assemblies of God, is that the right one?
Yep.
I think it's them.
Yeah, and but, them and the Christian Scientists.
Yeah, them too. But, well, they deny the existence of disease. The Assemblies of God believe in faith healing, and so they put their hands on you, and you're healed even if all your symptoms continue.
Yeah.
And,
you know, the thing is with the Christian Scientists, I found this out recently, is the only reason they allow you to go to a doctor, and they will try to talk you out of going to a doctor for every reason, is to set a bone. That's it. If you break a leg, a hand, finger, whatever, if you break something, then you can go. That's as far as it goes. But anything else?
That seems kind of contradictory.
I know it does, doesn't it?
Like, okay, they broke a bone. They can go to a doctor now, but... They have 103 fever. No. We just got to pray the demons
out. No, that's
out.
Because of sin, Joe. That's because of sin. Because of the sin of the mother, the sin of the father. Because you've done something in your life, apparently. This is what it was. I just heard a podcast on this just the other day. This is what they believe. If you've done something, you've done something wrong. This is why this child is suffering. Because you did something wrong. It's because of your inability to be good. Is why your child is dying.
Yeah, I've heard Christians say, you know, if they, you know, don't toe the line and do what Jesus wants, that God might take out their kids.
Yeah.
To get them to repent. So that's their idea, is God will slay their children to get them to repent. I was like,
mm-hmm.
What kind of fucked up thing do you worship anyway?
Exactly. Now look at several years ago when we had a hurricane hit down south. It was in Louisiana, and Pat Robertson said God let that hurricane hit because they had a gay pride parade there. Okay, you this is another thing that would go on. Weather systems would be explained by, well, there was some bad people over in this city, so a tornado hit it. Or a hurricane hit it, or lightning struck these people in their car because they did something bad. I mean, this would be the explanation of everything. We wouldn't even have any weather control, or not control, I should say, but predictions or anything like that, because that would be seen as satanic, and you're working of the devil, because technology would be almost forbidden.
Instead of a weather response management, they could just have a committee that would assign blame.
Yeah.
Hit by hurricanes and things.
Don't forget the new maps, because, you know, the Bible says clear the four corners of the earth.
Yeah.
So you better, there sure as hell better be some four corners on your map. You know? So it'll be Christian, not just Christian biology and, well, now the new Christian histories that they have going,
mm-hmm.
But they'll have Christian geography, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And don't forget the Dome of Heaven. With an easy open top for when God needs to let some rain in.
Oh, yeah. And every house is going to have a rapture hole in it somewhere. You know? Tarvin from the chat room said, Christians say that tornadoes will hit good people because someone sins somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's God's plan. Is, you know, if someone sins, completely unrelated.
Because he's a just God.
He's a just, because he's a just God. We're going to kill some people who had nothing to do with it. For
remember,
just
if they're innocent, they go to heaven, so it's an infinite good, according to William Lane Craig. So, yeah, if God kills you in one of his rampages and you're innocent, well, you just go to heaven, so all's fine and well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They didn't do anything wrong, but you died anyway. So
you didn't stop them. That's what it was.
Yeah, he didn't.
You let evil exist in your midst without stopping it. Actually, there's a commandment about that.
Mm-hmm.
If the town nearby allows the worship of someone to worship another god,
yep.
and doesn't kill them, then you're to go kill everyone and burn the city to the ground.
Yep.
Kill all the livestock.
Yeah, that's Deuteronomy 13:13. Where it basically says, if kill an entire town if one person worships another god, for example.
Yep.
So if you're, you know, if one person says, okay, I'm going to not believe in God, so, okay, we're going to just wipe out the whole goddamn city.
It's working really well for ISIS.
Yeah. Now we need to get into, you know, with Christianity in charge, the Whore of Babylon,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, according to evangelicals, is the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
and the beast is whoever the Pope is that year.
Yeah,
and
they like the thing anyway.
So, well, we'd have to get rid of the Whore of Babylon from our country.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the Catholics would have to get rid of the apostates who profaned the Holy See. And things would get very interesting for a while.
Yeah, that it would. I mean, it would... I would wonder, instead of, you know, putting people in prison like we do now, we would just start putting up those big crosses everywhere and along the highways everywhere. It's like, oh, yeah, there's that guy that broke into my house last week. I had him nailed up.
Yeah, and, well, the quarries would really be in full business, you know, going 24 hours a day, you know, to making the stones sterile at people.
Yeah, that's a good point right there, that they could bring back slavery, because slavery is not, in the Bible, it's not spoken out against. Everybody's like, Jesus even said that, Jesus, you know, I don't believe they're Jesus, but whatever.
Yeah, neither, but...
Yeah, but the thing is, he's like, slaves have to obey your masters as you would obey God. So slavery would still be in full effect today.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, you know, it's God's will that you, if you're hard off... You know, you sell your sons and daughters into slavery. You get the sons back after the seventh year, and the daughter. Well, you need to get rid of her anyway. You know.
Oh yeah, you could sell your daughters. Yeah, the mm-hmm. daughters. Women don't have any rights in the Bible.
There is not one word in the Bible about a woman having anything to say about who she marries, and not one word about her being able to get a divorce.
Right, exactly.
Because it says given in marriage. That means the patriarch of the family assigns the woman who they will marry.
Mm-hmm.
If they're nice, maybe they'll check with her, but not necessarily.
Right. Dawkins Dog says, you guys could save a fortune on infrastructure if you use all the crosses everywhere as phone or power line masts. You know, and public execution would be a whole lot simpler. You just hook them right up. You know, you've already got the wires already in place. Just okay, we just hang it, put one down here. Zzz, you're done.
You could have a conveyor belt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because of course, you know, there'll be a bit of a population crash because, you know, you got so many people who think all the other kinds of Christians are heretics. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then, you know, the U.S. population will be about 100,000 after the bloodletting's done. Well, that's exaggerating, but not by much. You know, because remember, our denomination is the one true form of Christianity. All 41,000 of them are the one true. And all the other 41,000 are apostates.
Right.
Or of the devil or whatever.
And you know, another one of the laws that's in here is that, you know, we, even though in the Bible they still had prostitution, and everywhere you can find prostitution in every country in the world. Now, the thing is with that is that you're in the Bible it says you're supposed to kill women who are not virgins on their wedding night. So let's say that a woman, she's technically a virgin. I still don't understand this whole virgin concept with Christians. It just bugs the piss out of me. But they think that if a woman has had sex or doesn't have a hymen, then she is worthless for whatever reason. Going along with that, women can lose their hymen in multiple ways. They can bicycles or just falling down or whatever, or just doing normal activities, they can lose this hymen. And who's going to check every woman to find out if they are a virgin or not? I mean, do they? So we've obviously got rid of all the doctors, so we start getting rid of, okay, start sticking fingers in women to see if they're virgins before they get married. And if they're not, then they have to be killed.
Well, I think, you know, we need to bring that law into the 21st century. We do have, you know, medical cams are real small now. So at birth, each woman will have the appropriate camera pushed up her private seat parts and hooked into the National Virginity Monitoring Network.
A database,
you know.
The Virgin Database!
And then you'll have, you know, an outside view to see if any penises come at you. And then when she's married, it can be removed. Oh, no, never mind. Got that adultery thing. So you'll have to have a penis license to so the camera can identify. Have a little RFID chip on your penis so it can say, ding, correct, bang, wrong.
Yep.
That way, you know, there won't be any trouble knowing who the offending penis was or who the whoring vagina was.
Right, exactly. It's the whole concept is that you take away all personal privacy at that point. And there was a video that was done by another YouTuber. He was Dark Matter 2525. He did this video about a video, what if we had thought crime in this country? And that's also in the Bible, that for thought crime is if you were to, okay, if you think about another woman or another man, if you think, oh yeah, I'd like to bang that, then you're going to hell, according to them, because you had a thought. Or if you say, oh, if I think about, you know, because someone really pissed you off, I could just beat this person's head in. Or if I, you know, think about shooting them in the face with a bazooka, you know, but you're not actually going to do it because you may not have the equipment for one. Or you're just not going to do it, but, you know, thinking about it, you're just like, thinking about stuff, you know, relieves stress. It's like, I could really strangle the shit out of this person because they really pissed me off, but I would never actually do it. Because that would be harming somebody else. But if you're just thinking about it, then that's a thought crime. You've actually, or according to them, you've already killed them because you thought you killed them. Which doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense because they continue to fucking live.
I mean, revenge fantasies are cathartic, you know, as long as you let them pass in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
But, Jesus was very clear. You know, thinking about it, you know, then that always brought up the question to me is, if thinking about it's the same as doing it, then why resist the temptation? If you want to sleep with your neighbor's spouse, then why, you know, you're already guilty of adultery, so might as well do it.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, or it's like someone comes along and says, hey, you've been cheating on me or whatever. You haven't. So after you hear it a multiple number of times, fine. I'm going to actually fucking do it because you've accused me of it for so long. I'm just fucking tired of the accusation with no background behind it.
Yeah. You really have to cherry pick the Bible to find anything good in it.
Yeah.
Now, when you say you let a revenge fantasy go after a while, that means you carried it out, right?
No. No, I mean, let it pass through your system. No, not go into action. No, yeah, revenge fantasies that you carry into fruition, kind of a bad thing.
Yeah, kind of a bad thing.
That's kind of a naughty.
Well, only if you get caught, Joe.
Yeah. You got to make sure they don't have cameras. You got to leave your cell phone in a static bag. There's all sorts of steps you have to take.
There's a lot to do in that point.
You got to make sure that you have a friend willing to vouch in court that you were at his house all night.
Joe's thought this through.
And somebody really pissed Joe off because he's got that fantasy down pat.
He's working out all the steps.
Yeah. You know, like you hire someone to have their surveillance camera and their cash registers at their restaurant set back an hour,
mm-hmm.
so that you arrive showing that right at the moment that crime was being committed that you were walking in,
mm-hmm.
and sitting down to a nice meal. Oh, look, I've never thought of those things either. You know, I'm an innocent person.
Yeah, Dawkins Dog made an interesting point here. Yeah, but you only have to repent for killing them, and it's all good. And I'm wondering, with our prison system the way it is, would they just say, okay, well, I repented to God, and I even though I've done a thing, and I've done my Hail Marys or whatever, and they just let them go again?
Yep, I mean, I've been cleansed. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Now, mm-hmm. I know over in Islam, because they don't have those kind of rules. Like if you steal something, they take your hand. You know, they literally chop it off. And there was recently a kid over there who misheard. He just misheard something, and he raised his hand because he said the imam over there said, "Who's not praying right now?" And he had raised his hand accidentally because he misheard him. And instead of, you know, all those people over there were crying, he committed a blasphemy. So instead of everybody killing him, because he knew that's probably what was going to happen, he chopped off his own hand and presented it to the imam. And instead of, you know, the people going, being freaked out, say, "Why did you do that? It was just a mistake. You know, you can go on with the rest of your life." He chops off his own hand. I mean, that's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I got one for you, and this is actually on Dubai's website,
mm-hmm.
the one for visitors to their country. They inform you that a woman who is pregnant may not get any medical procedures done, including emergency medical procedures, unless she has legal documents proving she is married.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, even if she's from a foreign country, she has to have her official, not a copy, marriage license with her, or she doesn't get any treatment.
So she can't carry a copy of the document. She has to have...
It has to be the original.
The original.
Yeah, if you do not have an official, you know, it says it has to be, you know, with an official government seal. It's very clear about it. And I've read it because they have a version of it in English. You know, so, and they're very, very clear that even if you go to ER and if the woman is pregnant,
mm-hmm.
then they will turn her away and let her die if she doesn't have her.
Wow.
She can't prove she's married.
That's just fucking wrong. Dawkins, I made a little joke here in the chat room. He says, I spent a year in Saudi Arabia. Dubai? No, I just rented a place.
Mm. Okay.
A little play on words there. All right. Well, we're at the end of the show here. Any last thoughts from everybody? Unfortunately, Connie had to kind of duck out due to family obligations. But
she's off fighting the Christian nation.
Yeah, she's off fighting the Christian nation. What's your number one reason why that you think the one number one reason why you think the country would go to the shithole if we became a Christian nation?
Well, religion is divisive, and I think it would also infringe on a lot of freedoms, especially of minority religions,
mm-hmm.
that would inevitably still exist despite the government going Christian. So, I mean, that's two right there, two big ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with me, the big issue is that religion is not consequence-based, but pleasing the deity-based. And so, it doesn't matter if the whole country goes to hell as long as you're following the rules.
Yeah.
And so they're not, you know, it's like, you know, that's the will of God.
Connie,
end of discussion.
Connie just came back on. Connie, I know you had to miss a good portion of the show due to family obligations, but what is your number one reason that the United States would go to hell if we actually became a Christian nation?
Well, number one, let me think real quick. Other than the fact that you're actually physically combining two of the most powerful
ideologies?
forgive me, everybody. Politics and religion.
Mm-hmm.
And combining them into one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one thing that, I mean, I love human beings, but we can be assholes. And, you know, you have that much power concentrated in one spot. That's a recipe for another Hitler. And yes, I'm going to the Hitler fallacy, but in this case, I don't think it's a fallacy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something as nebulous as a god. That's awful. Yeah.
My number one reason why I would hate to see a Christian nation ever come about is because even though my technology pisses me off on a weekly basis, and if you've come to any of our shows, you can see that.
But it's because we don't pray enough.
I'm not praying to my technology enough. But the thing is, though, I have this wonderful technology available to me to use and to be able to reach out and contact other people. And if we had lived in a Christian nation, technology would probably go away because it's considered to be demonic. And restrictions on that kind of stuff, any new advancements would be highly regulated. I want to thank everybody for coming to the show. We'll be back next week with our regular long show. And we might have a guest. I'm still working on the details with them. And if we are going to have a guest, I will be putting up a video before too long. It's either going to be this week or this next week, rather, or a couple weeks from now. So we're going to work it out. But until then, we'll see you next week. This has been Packard Pokes that we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.
A bent Wookiee. I usually just threaten my PC with violence. Well, a Wookiee would.
Yeah.
Let the Wookiee win. That's what you're supposed to do. Let the Wookiee win.
Let the Wookiee win.
They can't.
Nobody got their arms ripped off by pissing off a droid.
I'm so sick of clicking that no. Windows 10, no.
It wants you to update that Windows 10?
Yeah.
Say no to Windows 10.
No. What do you have now?
I was just saying you can threaten your computer with an upgrade.
Exactly.
Do apologize for the delay. We've had some technical issues on this end. Someone printed their modem again.
I wasn't trying to print to my modem. I was trying to print to my printer through my modem.
Oh, okay.
I've explained that to you many times, but you seem to insist that I was trying to print to my modem.
Is that like
Do
a
you
3D
need an adapter?
Printer?
Are you in Europe?
All righty. I do apologize for the delay. We'll be starting the show here right now.